In a New York hospital, there was one time on the operating table a man who suffered of cancer of the tongue, and the only way to save his life was to remove the tongue. Surgeons and nurses were assembled, and everything was ready for the operation when the chief surgeon asked the patient if he wished to say a few words for the last time, because after the operation he would be speechless for life. The patient noted his head, sat up and said with a loud voice, "Praise be Jesus Christ." Needless to say that all those assembled were most deeply affected by the sincere piety of the man who devoted the last words he would ever speak to the praise of Jesus. This month of January, or better, the month of January is especially dedicated to the devotion to the name of Jesus. And we get so used to, in our prayers, all the year long to pronounce the holy name, but do we really think about the holiness and the meaning of this name when we pronounce it? Or do we pronounce this name like any other name? We read in the Gospel, "In the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is in the glory of God the Father." From where does this name come from? Jesus did not receive this name from man, nor from Our Lady of St. Joseph, nor from an angel, but from God Himself, His Heavenly Father. The name of Jesus, therefore, is of divine origin. And God had decreed from all eternity that His Son should become man to redeem us from our sins and from eternal damnation. The name which the Son of God should receive as Redeemer of the world was therefore very much connected to this decree of God to redeem us. God revealed the name of Jesus on that day on which the Blessed Lady conceived the Son of God. And it was then the Archangel Gabriel who said to Our Lady, "Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and shalt bring forth a son, and that thou shalt call his name Jesus." How holy, therefore, is the name of Jesus, since it comes from God Himself, and we should never, never use this name in vain. And that is why this name is so holy and so powerful. The name of Jesus affords help if we invoke this name with confidence, and we obtain what we ask Him for. There is no doubt whatsoever that every prayer which is directed to our Heavenly Father in the name of His Son, with confidence and hope in His infinite merit, will be heard, if for what we are asking is good. Christ Himself assures us. He says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, If you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. Therefore in church, all our prayers conclude with these or similar words, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Among the pagan Iberians, there lived a Christian woman slave who commanded their respect on account of other things, but still more for virtue and piety. It was customary among these heathen, when a child fell sick, to carry it from house to house and to inquire if anyone knew of a remedy that would restore it to health. The slave also was asked if she could suggest any remedy for a child who was seriously ill. And she replied, I know of no remedy, but the God whom I adore gives health if it pleases him, even to those who have already lost all hope in life. She prayed over the child in the name of Jesus, and in few moments it was restored to health. Let us therefore offer all our prayers in the name of Jesus, begin and conclude them with his salutary name, so that you may be heard. The name of Jesus also gives us strength in our temptations. Christ destroying on the cross the power of the devil, and Christ proved his power over hell by casting out devils and by imparting his power to his apostles and his successors. And since that time, the name of Jesus is terrible to the evil spirit. He therefore who fortifies himself with his holy name does not to fear the attacks of the devil. St. Anthony the Hermit related to St. Athanasius that being once terribly tempted by the devil, he spoke to him thus, truly Jesus destroys thy power, and thou who art deprived of all the armor of an angel art obliged to creep in the dust. The devil had not sooner heard the holy name of Jesus than he fled. Whatever temptations we may suffer, always let us give recourse to the name of Jesus and invoke his name with confidence, and we will be victorious in every struggle and preserve the grace of God. Finally, the holy name of Jesus gives us assistance in suffering, trials, and in all our difficulties. The name of Jesus is of wonderful assistance in all the sufferings and tribulations and problems in our life. Who can number all the frailties and diseases which the apostles and the saints of all time have cured by the invocation of the name of Jesus? Let us call to mind the lame man in Jerusalem who sat at the door of the temple begging. When he addressed St. Peter and St. John as they were entering into the temple, asking them for alms, Peter said to him, silver and gold I have not, but what I have I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise and walk. And taking him by the hand, he lifted him up, and Forthwith his feet and soles received strength, and he, leaping up, stood and walked. To invoke the holy name with confidence will also help us in our necessities, problems, trials, and difficulties. Jesus is still the same today, as powerful and good as when he cried out to the afflicted, "Come to me, all you that labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you." And though God may not remove the cross from us, yet the Holy Name will comfort and strengthen us and enable us, even in suffering, to preserve peace in our soul. The Holy Name is a helpful name, for in this name our prayers are heard. We obtain strength in temptations, help in sufferings and tribulations of life. The Church, therefore, desires us to invoke this name frequently for this reason. And let us never forget to neglect to venerate the holy name of Jesus and to invoke it with great confidence in all our spiritual and temporal necessities, that we may obtain grace and salvation. And thus the words of the apostles will be verified in us: whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.